This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian missiles struck cities and villages in eastern and southern Ukraine, hitting homes, a school, and a community center on Tuesday as Russian President Vladimir Putin won strong support from Iran for his country's military operation. And Kramatorsk, a city in eastern Ukraine's Donetsk province, considered a likely Russian occupation target. One person was killed, 10 wounded in an airstrike that hit a five-story apartment building. Fresh blood stained the concrete amid green leaves that were torn off trees as nearby apartments on at least two floors burned. Shrapnel was placed in a small pile near an empty playground. During a news conference, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says there is evidence Russia is looking to formally take over some of the Ukrainian territories.
Russia is laying the groundwork to annex Ukrainian territory that it controls in direct violation of...
Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin said Tuesday that it is the West's own fault that the flow of Russian natural gas to European customers has dwindled and warned that it could continue the ebbing. Putin's statement on Tuesday further cranked up pressure on the European Union, which fears that Russia could cut off gas to wreak economic and political havoc in Europe in the winter. Speaking to Russian reporters in Tehran, Putin said that the amount of gas pumped through the Nord Stream pipeline to Germany will fall further from 60 million to 30 million cubic meters a day, or about one-fifth of its capacity, if a turbine is not quickly replaced. Again, Russian President Vladimir Putin is saying and warning that the West is at fault, that the flow of Russian natural gas to European customers has dwindled, and warned that it could continue ebbing. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. House has overwhelmingly approved legislation to protect same-sex and interracial marriages amid concerns that the U.S. Supreme Court ruling overturning Roe v. Wade abortion access could jeopardize other rights criticized by many conservative Americans. In a robust but lopsided debate, Democrats argued intensely and often personally in favor of enshrining marriage equality in federal law, while Republicans steered clear of openly rejecting gay marriage. Instead, leading Republicans portrayed the bill as unnecessary amid other issues facing the nation currently. The U.S. House January 6th committee will still hold its primetime hearing this week, but perhaps without its chairman. AP correspondent Sagar Magani explains why.
Last week, Benny Thompson said this hearing will focus on Donald Trump's hours-long failure to call off supporters who were storming the Capitol.
We'll tell the story of that supreme dereliction by the commander-in-chief.
Thompson may not be there to tell the story. The Mississippi congressman says he tested positive for COVID-19 yesterday and will isolate for several days. The panel spokesman says Thursday's primetime hearing will proceed, but is not saying if Thompson will participate virtually. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Twitter Elon Musk takeover, a dispute is heading for an October 1st trial, or I should say an October trial. We get more from AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
Elon Musk has lost his fight to delay Twitter's lawsuit against him. A Delaware judge has set the trial for October, saying that a delay would threaten irreparable harm after the billionaire backed out of a deal to buy it. Twitter wants the billionaire to make good on his April promise to buy the social media company. Musk, who's the world's richest man, pledged to pay $54.20 a share for a total of $44 billion. Musk claims that the company has failed to provide adequate information about the number of fake or spam bot Twitter accounts, and that it has breached its obligation under the deal by firing top managers and laying off a significant number of employees. Twitter argues that Musk's reasons for backing out are just a cover for buyer's remorse after agreeing to pay 38% above Twitter's stock price shortly before the stock market stumbled, and shares of the electric car maker Tesla lost more than $100 billion of their value. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Britain shattered its record for highest temperature ever registered amid a heat wave that has seared swaths of Europe. The National Weather Forecaster predicted it would get hotter still in a country ill-prepared for such extremes. The typically temperate nation is the latest to be walloped by unusually hot, dry weather that has triggered wildfires from Portugal to the Balkans and led to hundreds of heat-related deaths. There's more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.